Chapter 4. When the Israelites living in Judah heard of everything that Holofernes, the commander-in-chief of King Seleucus of the Assyrians, had done to the nations, and how he had despoiled and destroyed all their shrines, they were extremely terrified at his approach. They were greatly alarmed, both for Jerusalem and for the temple of the Lord their God. For they had lately returned from exile, and only recently had all the people of Judah been gathered together. And the vessels, and the altar, and the temple had been purified from profanation. So they sent word to every district of Samaria, and to Kona, Beth Horon, Balmain, and Jericho, and to Koba, and Asora, and the Valley of Salem. They immediately posted guards on all the high mountain summits and fortified the villages on them. And since their fields had recently been harvested, they stored up provisions in preparation for war. The high priest, Jehoiakim, who was in Jerusalem at that time, wrote to the inhabitants of Bethulia and Betomestheum, which is on the way to Jezreel, facing the plain near Dothan. And he instructed them to keep a firm hold of the mountain passes, since these offered access to Judah. And because the approach was narrow, wide enough for only two at a time to pass through, it would be easy to ward off the attacking forces. So the Israelites carried out the orders given to them by the high priest Jehoiakim and the senate of the whole people of Israel in session at Jerusalem. And all the men of Israel cried out to God with great fervor, and they humbled their souls with much fasting. They, along with their women and their children and their cattle, and every resident alien and hired laborers and purchased slaves, they all girded themselves with sackcloth. And all the Israelite men, women, and children living at Jerusalem prostrated themselves in front of the temple with ashes strewn on their heads and displaying their sackcloth before the Lord. They even draped the altar with sackcloth, and with one accord, they cried out fervently to the Lord God of Israel not to allow their children to be seized, or their women to be taken as booty, or their inherited cities to be destroyed, or the sanctuary to be profaned and desecrated for the nations to gloat over. The Lord heard their cry and had regard for their distress. For the people fasted many days throughout Judah and before the sanctuary of the Lord Almighty in Jerusalem. The high priest Jehoiakim, along with all the priests who stood before the Lord and ministered to the Lord, were girded with sackcloth as they offered the daily holocaust, the votive offerings, and the freewill offerings of the people. With ashes on their turbans, they cried out to the Lord with all their strength to look with favor upon the whole house of Israel.